today. And Bill, if you could, while I, if you could research this headline for me and see if it is real.
Yes.
All right. The headline is: British woman feeling unwell in Tenerife, stunned to discover dead tortoise inside her vagina.
Boy, you gotta hate it when that happens.
You've got a turtle head poking out. No, a real turtle head. I'm not kidding. Not that kind, but a real one.
Now this new news story can't be real.
Yes, like, it can.
According to the Mirror website, it's in the UK.
UK Mirror, which is a legitimate publication.
They said this woman has been questioned by police. She said she had spent some time partying with a group of British friends a couple of days earlier and had no idea how a tortoise ended up where it did.
Well, I have an idea. Because she was drunk, really drunk, and a couple of the people, this was in Britain, said, oh, I got a great idea. Won't we put a turtle... Vagina.
That's right.
She said she sought help after suffering pain in her genital area.
Let me tell you something. There are guys, despicable guys, who will do who knows what if you allow yourself or if somebody else gets you that drunk. And they think of things you would never, ever think that someone would come up with. Oh, what are we going to do? She's unconscious. I got an idea. There's a turtle over there. Let's shove him up there.
The next line of the story is the best, though. It says, the size of the reptile has not been revealed. So it could be...
Okay, I'm assuming it's a small turtle because
it's not one of those 100-pound walk on their back type tortoise.
A Galapagos turtle.
I haven't seen a photo of this gal.
I've seen a turtle so big. Honestly, they had a saddle on it. I saw one time a video. A guy put a saddle and rode the turtle.
That's the turtle.
Oh, you can see them that big at the zoo at the St. Louis Zoo. They're huge.
Oh, yeah. And we saw them doing it at the zoo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and there is some loud grunting. That is a fact.
I bet you could YouTube a turtle, sound of turtles doing it.
Yeah, sure, I could find it. Yeah.
Sound of turtles having sex.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll bet you that's on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube.
They go...
I hope nobody checks the search history of the computers in here. We look for a lot of bizarre stuff.
Is this girl's name Shelly, by any way?
Do you want, like, the giant turtle?
Well, sure.
So, yeah, right.
Oh,
We want to hear the giant turtles having sex. Yeah.
Okay, folks, this is on YouTube. I'm looking at the video. These turtles. Holy cow, turtles doing it. Oh, my goodness.
Sound.
Whoa. What you folks can't see is with every is a thrust.
Yeah.
He thrusts and goes, it sounds exactly like my wife's noise.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
We watched them doing this at the zoo. Are those the big turtles?
Yes.
Yeah,
the big turtles at the zoo.
The giant turtles.
Exactly like this.
Can you please stop?
I videoed.
No.
Stop it. Bill's getting horny.
I can't stand up.
Oh, man. Well, you got to give it. They get into it.
Get into it.
Sounds a little bit like Maria Sharapova when she serves. Makes that same... A little higher pitch, but wow. Well, good for you, turtle.
Seriously.
So it is a legitimate story.
Wow.
A woman in England, Britain, came out of an unconscious state after drinking, and somebody put a turtle up there.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, how did she go a couple of days without noticing? I mean, okay, right. I don't have a vagina.
Hey, there are women who have lost... like diaphragms and IUDs. I mean, IUDs. No, not IUDs. No, you get an IED in there, it's over. You're not going to feel anything ever. No, but they have gotten lost in there.
Okay.
Or condoms or something.
Have you ever heard the old saying, a hot dog down the hallway?
No.
Oh. You know what, though? I mean, this is not pleasant, but, you know, over some countries, those suicide bombers, I think
put them in there. Yes, they do. And what kind of woman agrees to that? You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You just put a bomb where?
Okay. No, I don't think they have a choice. I think those idiots over there, those men who make women not even third class citizens, say, you're going to do this. If you don't, we'll just kill you.
Yeah.
And it'll be a painful, horrible death. So why don't you just blow yourself up?
Well, I'm glad we've ended on a happy topic of this book. So.
Well, yeah, we actually did.
We're talking about... All right, never mind. But so, yeah, that was... okay, well, that's what I saw, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
How, you know what would have been horrible? Mm-hmm. What if it's like a snapping turtle?
No.
Now, wait a minute. And some guy, she didn't know it was in there, and she gets with some guy... And he puts Mr. Happy in there, and it bites Mr. Happy's head off. How horrible would that be?
He's instantaneously circumcised.
Yes.
I think it's called a snatching turtle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I just checked. Check the handbook, and Dan, you can't say that.
I can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's, no.
Sorry.
Sorry. I think they accept your apology. So anything else for the Berks? Is that it for you, Lanny?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to have an interesting weekend, though, so I'm going to have some stuff to talk about on Monday. Just a little teaser.
Well, like what? You give us a preview.
I can't. No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I can't.
I cannot.
I told you, be careful of that word.
I can't.
Can't is real close.
I cannot.
Yeah, that's the only word we might recommend that you Americanize.
Okay.
Is C-A-N-T. So that it doesn't sound, you know, like that other word.
Right.
Bill, do you have anything for the Berks?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I said it already. Thank you. I had two speaking events this week.
Braggart.
I had one on Tuesday. Thanks.
No, that's the actual audio the event.
I have to
people.
I have to take them with me. I had one this afternoon.
They're in his car.
Yeah.
When he pulls up, he lets his people out who are going to be there that night.
Well, that's how you ensure you have
Well,
me.
Exactly.
You
don't speak
a room with no people in it.
Smart.
So I spoke to a group today, and maybe this kind of stuff is behind the scenes. Well, first of all, I have to say, so there's a gentleman named Alan I met today, big listener of the show, very big listener
Alan.
Of the show. And then I sat next to, this was at a Chamber of Commerce event, and so I spoke, and I sat next to a gentleman who, he said, oh, did I just hear you say you were on the Frank O'Pinion show? My wife, Betty, is religiously... listens to that show.
Hello,
so
Betty.
Say hello Betty. To her as well. But so you do a lot of these things. Sometimes you get paid. Other times you don't get paid. And they'll say, well, you can come and you can sell copies of your books. And so a lot of times, like, okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. But I don't know if people realize this. So, and people, and this is not specifically to this particular event. This happens all the time. And people come up and they're generally very friendly and certainly they're nice and they're interested. But they don't buy a book. And they hold up the whole line, sometimes people around the block or whatever, but people who do actually want to purchase a copy of your book, and they want to share a story, and they do whatever, and then all you can think of is, thank you, I really appreciate get out of
Move
here.
On.
So
right.
People who actually want to pay me something, so that's kind of frustrating to have to deal with. But
I you don't have to take this suggestion, but let's say you're talking to somebody in an event, and you say you're going to buy a book, and they go, no. You say, go to hell. and next, move on to somebody who wants to spend some money.
They were all very nice. I did have one. I thought this was bizarre, and I'm not going to say who the business was or whatever, because, again, everybody was very, very nice that I met today. But one guy came up, and he just handed me a flyer for his business, and then he was out the door, and he left. I thought that was kind of weird.
No, that's wrong.
That's a little tacky.
That is tacky.
But other than that, people were very nice. The one thing that does drive me crazy, though, and I did not actually see it in this event, but I've been to them where people are on their phones while you're trying to speak.
Rude.
And not talking, but texting, and that is really rude. So if you go to a presentation... and somebody's standing up in front of you, even if you're completely bored, like, don't text. Like, that's
so
rude.
Go outside and text.
So.
No, I agree. It's very rude.
That's all. Maybe someone was texting, I'm with Bill Cleveland. You should hear what he's doing. He's awesome.
I'm sure.
My God, he's great.
Sure
you guys should book him next month. Yeah. See, you never know.
Maybe.
And if you go, hey, put the thing away, stop texting, it just cost you an appearance. Dan's got a point. You don't know what to do. I would say, you, get up here and show me what you're texting.
Maybe that's what they were looking at on their phone.
We're going to have to isolate that. And we're going
to
find out who the hardcore listeners are, because in 2 or 3 weeks we'll say, okay, what is this sound? And the listeners who really listen all the time will go, that's the turtle doing it.
Yeah. Name that sound.
Another inside thing that if you're not really paying attention, you're going to hear it and you're not going to know what it is. We'll know. and other listeners will know, it's a turtle doing it. Do you have anything else?
No, that's
Dan, did you have anything?
No.
All right.
No, nothing.
We can close the Burke segment. As I said earlier, Scott Sherman will be in the 4 o'clock hour because he's here every Thursday. Last night, I went to the breakout room.
Oh, the escape.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
That? Three couples. I would never recommend one couple do it. Now, they will allow just two people.
Okay.
But good luck. This is one of the hardest things because I am not good at, I don't play board games.
Right.
I don't put puzzles together. Here's what I would say about it. It's 1 hour, and it's exactly an hour. In the case of the one I went to, which was in Baldwin, mm-hmm. and very nice people there that greeted you, and the woman who was our, I forgot what she called it. She's the one who's watching you the whole time,
right.
And you can ask for, have you done this, Bill?
Yes, I have.
You
and
can
Lauren
ask
Kansas
for clues.
Okay.
You can just go, Rebecca, is there any significance to the numbers on the wall? And she'll say yes or no, just kind of help mm-hmm. you along, but she won't tell you how to find the key. Okay?
Right.
So in the case of last night, a longtime friend of mine and his wife, he's a St. Louis County police officer, and another St. Louis County police officer and his wife, who I didn't know. The other thing I would recommend is it would probably be even more fun if you all knew each other pretty well. Bill, when you did it, how many people were in the room?
There were 4 of us.
Okay.
I was horrible.
What kind of theme was
so it was music related. So they had you walk in, and it was something about, it was on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and so I don't remember what the year was that they had on the theme, but you walk in, and so you saw a bunch of like blown up copies of, remember the old Billboard Top 50,
right.
Whatever. So those are on the wall. There are a bunch of CDs with various titles and things, mm-hmm. and then of course you, and probably like you, they had little locks that you had to figure out how to unlock.
So what's
to get
your
other
mission?
Clues
what's the mission?
Was to, well, you had to find the combination. So you needed 4 numbers
to get
and,
out.
Yes, and okay. No clue. I mean, that's it. They draw you in, and you have to figure out.
Well,
the,
and you have to figure out 4 numbers from numbers maybe hidden in a song. Or
yes. Hang on a second. Well, first of all, have you mentioned the theme yet? Like, what was your theme of your room?
We were kidnapped. We were put in. We were blindfolded and
uh-huh.
handcuffed.
Okay.
Taken into a room, and when you are told over the ceiling speaker,
yeah,
you may now remove your handcuff. You're cuffed. You may remove your blindfold. You reach up with your handcuffed hands and take your blindfold off, and you are in a room that supposedly the kidnapper put you in.
Okay, right.
You have 1 minute to get out, or he's going to come in and kill everybody. And when you take your blindfold off, in our case, there was a cot, like an army cot. We're chained, all of us, to the cot. Mm-hmm. Our handcuffs, there's a chain connected to the cot.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you have to do is figure out what the key to the handcuffs would be. And right. one of the cops found the key. It was just hanging on a nail on the wall, but you had to really look because it kind of blended in.
Right.
He finds the key. We all get out of the handcuffs.
Wow, okay,
now we're out
cool.
of the blindfold. Well, that is. But then it gets really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult because whoever put this together was very bright because there are, I'm going to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 padlocks that are combination padlocks.
Yep.
There were 2 safes with the entry. One safe was 5 numbers. One was 4. There's a keypad to get out the door. Your goal, like Bill said, mm-hmm. is you find clue after clue after clue, and all of them lead to you discovering the 4 numbers that get you out of that room.
So I'm curious, for yours, did you, because I remember when we did it, we all kind of broke up. Like, I took one little area, tried to figure out stuff. There was another couple, and they went looking at it. So did you guys all together try to find certain things, or did you kind of break up to see if you could do things on your own? Because you
had
such a limited amount of time.
We had no plan, and we were a mess, a disaster. And I think my wife and I were the 2 dumbest of the 6 people. I'm not kidding.
Don't feel bad. I felt like a
complete moron because I just couldn't figure this stuff out. And let's say you come out of the handcuffs, and, for example, you see numbers on the wall, but you open a locked box with a key you found, and in it is a black light. Now you think, ooh, turn out the lights.
Right.
And you do, and, whoa, there's some clues on the wall you didn't see that only the black light. So it's all that stuff. Now, we did not get out in an hour, But the girl said, do you want to keep going till you get out to see what your time is?
We just got out 30 minutes ago.
we were out in 61 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's good.
We missed it by a minute.
A minute. That sucks.
Now, I asked her, I said, what is the record for getting out of the kidnapping room? She said 33 minutes.
Wow.
That's the record so far. Now, how anybody can figure this out, and there's a clock on the wall,
right.
And when you walk in, they close the door and say, take off your blindfolds, it starts. And it's a countdown clock. So you look up, and then digitally, it'll say you have 24 more minutes. You have 5 more minutes.
Right.
You have 2 more minutes.
And like you said, they watch you on these video cameras. And the lady that was at ours, she actually, because she could tell we were really close to a couple of clues, but really, she finally would jump on and go, hey, you're really close. She would kind of help us a little bit.
She would do the whole hot and cold thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, to help us a little bit. But you're right. I feel like a moron.
I don't know that without her clues. Eventually, I guess we would have gotten out, but it would have taken a long, long time. And it's interesting, there's no real limit on clues, yet there are certain things she won't tell you because it would be telling you too much. Right. She'd just say you've got the right idea.
Right.
Or you. The other thing was when you would finally figure out, let's say, 5 numbers and you realize, hey, there's one padlock, a combination that's 5 numbers. So you go dial them in, and it opens, you open the drawer. Now, here are all of these cutouts. You know how the ransom people will cut out letters
and sentences.
There's a bunch of that, and you got to put the sentences in order. It's chopped up. So like a jigsaw puzzle, he comes at night and taps you on the shoulder. Blah, blah, and you have to make it into a complete sentence. You got to figure out what it means.
Wow.
Oh, it was hard. Yeah. I mean, it was really hard. Let's put it this way. I won't say I would never do it again. I might try another room. They had a kidnapping room, a casino room, a shipwreck room or something. So a whole different theme.
I would say if you try it again, try for the casino room.
Yeah.
Because you know how casinos work, right?
Well, I don't think it matters if you know how casinos work.
No, I'm telling you, it really does. Like, they put little... It could be a little bit easier.
Did you do it?
No, I haven't done one. But there's, like, Harry Potter-themed rooms. There's The Office TV show-themed rooms.
Really?
There's certain movie-themed rooms.
And every one is the ultimate goal to get out.
Yeah, yes. And the ultimate goal is to get out. But the clues kind of tie into what the theme is. So, I mean, no offense, but you picking the kidnapping one, that's like the hardest one right off the bat.
Yeah, and I didn't pick it. The guy who asked us to go pick it.
Oh, right.
And so if I did it again, I'd do the kidnapping room.
I missed the casino room.
I would recommend that.
Now, you know what? That's actually a good idea.
We should all go do one.
You, Limey, Tim, Dan, and I.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Go do one.
That would be fun.
I think it's fun if you all know each other.
Yeah.
Not that last night wasn't great.
Right.
It was. I'm glad I did it. But I don't think I'd do it again, certainly not the kidnapping thing. I would take a run at the kidnapping room with you guys.
By the way, 20 minutes
from here.
What if we went, though, and Dan was the smartest one in the room?
That is not going to happen.
I didn't mean to laugh.
What happened?
If there would be a music theme room and to get out and you had to know something about music, maybe Dan could shine.
Yeah. He could be a savant genius. We never know.
You never know.
Well, there's a chain of these things, and they're all over the country. I think there's only one in St. Louis called Breakout.
Okay.
But it's not expensive. It's, if you have enough people, if 2 people go in, it's like $65 a piece. But if you have like 8 people, it's like $20.
How many people can you...
I was more interested in how somebody put all this together than I was whether or not I could get out. Because I wasn't good at it. And I don't think any time you're not good at anything and you look stupid, you have a tendency not want to do it again because you look stupid.
Of course.
But with different people. So what I'm going to try to do is find people dumber than I am. So I want you guys to go with me and take another run at it. Maybe. What was your question? You had a question. You started to ask a question.
No, somebody did.
So. Oh, I did. I was going to ask, is there a limit on the amount of people that you can
8.
Take?
Oh. 8. Okay. Total of 8. 2 to 8 people.
And we honestly, should, 8 is too many.
It is.
Too many.
Because we were 6 in a room, and I thought about that when we left. I thought, if there had been 2 more people in here, not a big room.
Well, not so much just that, but just you have so many conflicting thoughts going on, and no, I think it'd be this. No, I think it's so. To be able to have a smaller group to where you can go, okay, we're all on the same page, now let's go after this clue. Or
I think us, like, if us 5 go, I think it would be And like I think that's a fun night. We should sign. We should.
And
sign
I think
up
they
for
should
that.
Give it to us free just for mentioning.
Yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. But no, I would go with you guys today.
Right.
And we'd have to pick which one. Casino. I forgot the theme of the one, but it was. It's a boat. It's like a sailboat cabin. Mm. And there are charts and a steering wheel.
That'd
and I forgot what the theme was. Your shipwreck or something. You got to get off the boat before it sinks. I don't remember. And then there was another room. I can't remember what it was, but I think there were four different themes there. And you know what? Somebody, I think, came up with a pretty good idea just because there's not a lot of overhead and inventory.
Right.
Once you get your padlocks and your chain, it's all inexpensive.
All you got to do then is go put all the stuff back together. After
yeah.
people
and they know that I asked a girl about that. I said, who has to come back in here and put all this crap back? She goes, I do. So you got to put all the notes in order.
Right.
You have to put every clue back where it was. You can't mess up and put the wrong thing in the wrong drawer. But I guess like anything else, once you do it
right.
over and over and over, it's not that big a deal. So
no, yeah, I'm with you. We'll I felt that. Like a complete moron. I was with the two people I was with, it was three of us, my now ex-girlfriend, but the other two, they were like college professors. And
well,
they
here, well,
were very
think
smart
about,
and make it problem solve.
Think about who I was with. It was two cops. So the first guy to find a handcuff key,
right.
of course, is a cop. He
right.
knows exactly. And I'm glad they were there because they were much better at sort of because they do detective work.
Did you get any clue? Did you figure out anything?
I don't think I got one. The only thing I was able to do is one of the ladies, wives of the wife of a friend of ours, couldn't figure out how to dial and make the combination lock open. We knew the word; it was
right.
a five-letter word, and she mm-hmm. could. So I said, let me do it, and I got the lock open, and I was able to do one other thing. And it had to do with numbers on letters on the wall, but it wasn't like I discovered or
now I don't want to give anything away for anybody who might do, but were there any like trap doors or anything?
No,
because the one we went to in Lawrence, Kansas, did have like a trap door. Like we press something and then boom, this thing opens up and there's a whole another back section to the
no.
room, which
the
was
only
pretty cool.
The only thing that happened that would have startled anybody was this whole theme is kidnapping. So some of the clues are in. The color of nail polish on a severed finger in a jar.
Oh, my God.
Because this guy is a killer.
Yeah.
The kidnapper.
Whoa.
So there are fingers, and there's a part of a severed wrist, and there's a clue with each one. But at some point, and I forgot what it was, somebody dialed a combination, and a hand fell out of the ceiling. A severed
Whoa.
Hand. Now, it's plastic. But had
right.
somebody been under it? It would have startled somebody.
Yeah,
but no, there's nothing that'll give anybody a heart attack.
Yeah.
And for anybody who thinks, well, I don't want to be locked, it's like an MRI. No, if you go to the door, it'll open without the
sure.
If there were a fire, you got to be able to get right out of there.
No, I had to use the restroom during the middle of our, so I actually did.
What
go
a loser.
There.
Are you
go,
kidding
I
me?
Know.
that ruins everything.
Did anybody break
nobody
wind
cared.
While you guys were in there?
Nobody cared. Well, Dan, I'm going to tell you something. That's a very good question because you are in a small room. And there were six of us, and if you cut one, everybody
yeah.
is going to know.
Yeah,
so,
poor ventilation.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot of ventilation. Maestro, music, please.
USA in your
I have seen
America
some of the USA, not as much as Bill Clevel has seen. See, what we could do ultimately, maybe down the road, if you start to really become very, very successful with this on the road thing, you travel the country in the Johnny Landoff Bill Clevelin on the road vehicle. I'm
sure.
planting that seed right now.
Yeah, I'd do
the
that.
Only guy who can make it happen, if you become big enough for it to pay off for him, is this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Landoff.
Yeah. Have to have enough room for my four listeners, though. Got to have
enough room. Oh, you need a Tahoe.
To take
yeah.
them with.
You need a Tahoe. Luggage. Yeah, you need a Tahoe. John, how are you?
Frank, come on.
Come on, what?
You know, you talked to me about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, that's right. I know how you are.
That's right. I'm doing fantastic. Doing great.
But I ask you on behalf of the listeners. I don't ask on behalf of...
Now that I get to talk to you again.
Hey, I ask you how you are on behalf of the listeners, not me. They want to know how you are.
Well, listeners, I am doing fantastic because I got to talk to Frank earlier today. And it was a surprise. I'm like, Frank,
John, let me ask you this. I don't know if you heard us talking about the breakout room. I went last night, two other couples.
I heard about it.
It's very hard.
You broke cheese. You busted a
broke cheese.
I didn't break cheese. That's not even an expression. And no, I didn't do that. But my question to you is, do you think
that's an expression?
Break cheese?
Cheese.
No, that's right, boy. No, it's break wind or cut cheese, not break cheese.
Cut the cheese, break wind, same thing.
Yeah, it is break wind, cut the cheese, but you said break cheese. That's never, nobody's
ever.
Break
cheese or cut the wind.
Maybe John just, maybe he just came up with a new expression that'll catch on.
Actually,
who broke the cheese? Now, is that something you'd be interested in? You think Mimi would go with another couple or two and do this thing, try to find out in an hour how to get out of a room or something? Is that something she would do?
Yeah, I think so.
She probably has to do it at home. John locks her in the bedroom.
Don't get weird, Frank. Come on. It's not very becoming of you. You get weird.
I'm getting weird. That's what I have to do at my house. You want to get out of the room?
You know what you have to do.
That's what I have to do.
Make the bed.
That's what I have to do. Yeah, make the bed. You get out of the room. I mean, you know what? I don't care about a made bed. She makes the bed the minute we get up out of it. She makes the bed.
If I lived alone...
Make sure you don't think you're going to get back in there.
You know what? You got a good point.
Exactly.
No, that's a great point because you wake up, you're up about half an hour, and you kind of get a little horned up, and you go, hey, no, sorry, the bed's made. I think he's got a good point.
Yeah,
that's why she does it.
They say you're not supposed to make the bed in the morning because of dust mites.
Dust mites, excuse me.
Yeah.
And dust mites.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
What does that mean?
Because you're supposed to let the sunlight come in and, like, kill those little things.
I never knew that.
You're not supposed to make your bed versus
dust
mites.
That's the first time I've ever heard.
If I lived alone, the bed would never be made.
My bed never is made.
Yeah. What hotels you've been hanging out in lately or something?
Hey, Limey says his bed's never made. What if you have a lady who you get to the point where she comes over? Do you make it before a date if you think she might come over? Okay, but only then.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be me. The last thing I do. I make the bed right before I leave.
Limey, you get out of bed and you just leave it just the way it is.
Yep, it's just like right there, right now.
Wow, what a great. That would be great. That's what I'd do.
Oh, no. Wouldn't that be disgusting? You know, like ruffle them, try to, you know, get a little.
Nope, there's dirty socks in a hamper, like a toilet roll.
Hey, he's a bachelor. Like, you
know, why not?
Dirty socks.
Dirty socks.
He's a bachelor.
Yeah.
So I didn't do well. I didn't look very smart last night. I think I was, honest to goodness, the dumbest guy in the room. But it was very interesting. And I think puzzle people and board game people, they will love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they eat this. And they're all over the country. All of a sudden, boom, here are these places. Some are called escape rooms, break rooms, whatever. But I didn't realize they're all over the place. And I think it's only been in St. Louis a couple of years. I never heard of it.
Right,
never heard of it till we got a call from this friend who wanted to go. So free plug for them. They should advertise, then they could have a whole bunch of them around St. Louis. The only other thing like it I've ever done.
Free plug is, I mean, first thinking about putting the date together for Annie Gunn. So let's just talk about one of the greatest restaurants in the world. And
free lunch.
And make sure that you're ready to take up the tab. I remember the very first time we ever went out to eat years ago. And the tab came, and we just kept talking and talking, of course, and talking. The two of us talking and talking and talking. And after a while, after like half an hour, I just finally slid it over to you. I'm like, here you go. And you're like, oh. That's right. I guess this is on me. I'm like, well, I am the customer.
Yeah, John. You know, the thing is sitting there in the little folder, the little leather thing, and it's sort of like we just try to keep time going until we decide who's going to reach out. And so John reaches up, like he goes, "Oh, let me just get this over with," and pushes it to me.
You know, you got those friends. You got those friends that just no matter what, they're just not going to pick it up. And then when you finally do, like, oh, you got this? Thanks a lot. Like you were going to actually, or when they want to split it, but then they get itemized. They go down and like, okay, now you had the soup. Oh, you had the.
Oh, I can't stand. You know what? I can't stand that.
I can't. I'm like, just give it here.
Okay? So petty. It's so petty.
Yeah.
Now you.
And that's what I love about you. You don't do that. You just say, John, give me that. This is on me. All right. I'm like, Frank, you're unbelievable.
Well,
when can we do this again?
You're the guy that introduced me to credit card roulette. Explain to them how that works. You get. Let's say there are two couples. John,
he's better with a group of guys. If you can get, you know, 5-6 guys out for a dinner.
Oh, that's even, yeah, that's better. Dinner,
you know, and all of a sudden you say, each one of you put in a card. And if it's really great, it's if the server has, you know, either a, you know, a smock or something. But if not, they just put them in the leather-bound case.
Right.
Okay? So let's say you get 5 people, 10 cards, and then they just kind of shuffle them up.
Now, hold on. When you say 10 cards, now, so each guy puts in 2 credit cards.
Puts in 2. This way, it just stretches it out.
Right. Okay. Tell
and
them.
Then they start pulling it out, pulling the card out one at a time. Okay? And everyone's like, all right. Then certainly there's someone who gets their 2 cards back and like, woohoo, thanks, this is great. And then it boils down to, let's say it's, you know, two guys out of the 5. And you can say, okay, we'll split it. Are you going to just go for bust and see? And then if it's your card that's pulled and the other guy's not, then that means he picks up the entire tab.
Last card in the folder picks up the tab.
Interesting.
It's actually kind of fun, yeah, unless you lose.
Or your cards declined.
Your cards declined. Oh, man. That happened.
The great thing is, we were on a hockey trip 100 years ago. My buddy Steve Meritz, Meritz Travel, Meritz Awards, phenomenal guy, great guy, great hockey player, by the way, and hunter. And so we did that, a bunch of dads, you know, an attorney, a doctor, a car dealer, and, you know, Steve and another guy. And it came down to where it was just he and I. It was his game. He's like, here's what we do. You know, I go up to Detroit a lot. He goes, you know, credit card roulette. I'm like, that sounds great. So it comes down to just the two of us, right? Mm. And he goes, all right, we can split it or we go for bus. I'm like, go for bus. And he lost. It was fantastic.
Well, of course it was.
And he goes, you know what? I was going to pick up the tab anyway. But this made it so much more fun. I'm like, I agree.
Plus, I like the gambling. And even if you have to pick up the tab, at least you got to have a little sort of a little game that was like gambling. When I went to Las Vegas many, many years ago by myself, it was for work, and I went to the casino, and I lost everything that I had taken with me to gamble. Down to, I had something like $10, and when I call for the cab, and the cab comes to the casino, I thought, to the end, I'm going to gamble. And I asked I said, what's the fare to the airport? And he said, $5. I said, double or nothing. And we flipped a coin. Back then they had silver dollars.
Yeah.
I said, double or nothing, flip a coin, and I lost. I had to pay him $10 to go to the airport, and I end up at the airport with nothing. And to the end, I was losing. I was just meant to be a loser that trip. But no, it's fun. If you can turn the agony of picking up the tab into a game, it makes it at least sort of fun. So what else is going on?
It is fun, but I tell you what, you know what's fun?
Yeah, I do. Cooler weather, and it's coming tomorrow.
Getting to talk to you twice one day, and your great audience, the great AM and the PM crowd. We've been having everybody here at Johnny Londop Chevrolet download the app. The app is unbelievable, the 590 app. John Londop III and Sam Londop were on the morning show this morning. That is a hilarious show.
We have a morning show?
They love you. They talk about you all the time. They just, the day that you went on that show that morning, it was hilarious. You're a funny guy, Frank. You make me laugh, and I think you make me laugh.
You know, sometimes I think Limey's too good on the control board. He's learned a little too much.
Yeah, Limey, that must be a British sense of humor there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Just like keeping on my toes.
So if people wanted to call you, what would your number be?
So, Limey, I hear your parents are listening.
He's not ready to quit, are you?
They are. Mom and Dad are both listening online.
From Birmingham?
Well, his dad's in England, his mom's here.
Yeah.
So your dad's listening?
In England.
Yeah, and it's about quarter to 10 right now over in England.
Quarter to 10, no one in the place but me and Ben. I just made that song up.
Wonderful.
Thank you. His dad listens with crystal clarity all the way over in Birmingham, England.
It's unbelievable how clear it is.
Yep.
The phone number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. AM in the PM crowd, we need you to come out. We need to hit a big number this month, 300 plus new and used. Check us out online, Londoff.com. LONDOFF, not Landoff. Had a guy come and interview me the other day, and he called me Johnny Landoff twice. I'm like, all right. I gave it away.
Did you snort? Did you snort when you talked to him?
Yeah.
I didn't snort. No, I didn't snort.
Hello, Mr. Landoff.
Blondoff.com. See ya. Bye. Have
Bye.
A good rest of the show.
Bye. Thank Bye. You.
Hope he didn't break the cheese.
Did you see what Dan just did?
What?
Dan ticked him off, and he just basically hung up.
Bye. Oh.
Dan, you might have cost us that account.
Uh-oh.
Not kidding. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, I forgot what I was going to say something, and I forgot. Stormy Daniels has this book out.
Did she get a Boeing?
No.
I don't think so.
Have you been reading any of the excerpts? This is like a comic book. First of all, this woman talks about how, with her second evening with Donald Trump or something, Ben Roethlisberger is there at Trump's resort. This is, of course, before he was president.
Right.
So Trump asked Ben, will you take her to her room? Now, maybe Trump's thinking, hey, I'll get him a little. So she's in the book, and I read the next excerpt this morning. She says in the book that Roethlisberger takes her to her room, and at the door, he asks for a kiss. And she says, finally, he got the message, no. And I'm thinking, wait a second, you're repulsed at the idea of a guy wanting to kiss you? You're a porn star.
Right.
Wow.
She makes it in the book sound like she's just been taken advantage of sexually. And had me. Here's the other thing you need to know about this whore. Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she? Sort of. Isn't a whore somebody who has sex for money?
Yeah.
Don't porn stars get paid?
Yeah.
She's a stripper. She's a porn star. She says now that, you know, Trump kind of, she describes his wiener and what it looked like, and I guess to prove, see, I was really with him. Okay, I don't doubt you were with him. But she talks about him in such a repulsive manner. Yet in an interview not that long ago that one of the articles I read referred to, she referred to him as the best ever in bed.
Oh.
So you see, it's all about which pays money.
Right.
Which pays the most money. That's what I'll stick with, and that's what I'll say. But that thing about Roethlisberger, when I read, I laughed out loud. Yeah, he just couldn't get the message. No, I'm not kissing him. I thought, ooh, you're such a good girl.
I think when she found out she could make more than $130,000 she got paid to keep her mouth shut, that's when she decided to do
spill
the books
beans
and do
and
all
you'll
this.
Get more. Yeah. And I still don't understand how that works. I thought that was a confidentiality agreement. How do you now get to spout off? And isn't it, can't you sue her for that? It's hilarious to me. We closed the Burke segment, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see heard about the shooting this morning? A woman shooter.
Mm-mm. What?
Went into a Rite Aid distribution.
Oh, in Maryland, I think? Was it in the state of Maryland?
I think so. And killed three people, 26-year-old female.
Whoa. You never hear of a female shooter.
And in the news, they kept referring her to as the suspect. Well, wait a second. I know that you have to be careful when people aren't sure if the person is, you know, the guilty party. Why do you have to call somebody a suspect when everybody there saw her shooting, killing people until she was taken out by the police?
I think she killed herself here.
Oh, that's right. She did. She did kill herself and made it to the hospital and died at the hospital.
But it's probably just a legal thing that you just have to say suspect.
I get that, alleged. But how about, think about this. I listened to one of the hospital spokespeople, it was a man, where they took her. Now, when there's a shooting, put yourself in this position. You're in the emergency room of a hospital, and all of a sudden, here come the people. The victims, some of them make it, some don't make it. Some are pronounced dead, but get to the hospital. Some are hanging on. And one of the people brought in is the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the allegation was or the complaint was, that maybe there was some discrimination about who got taken care of or treated first. But his statement was, you know, we're in the business of saving lives. We don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. If my daughter, my husband, my wife, my brother was shot by some lunatic and went to the hospital, and they decide to treat the shooter before you treat, that's not going to sit well with me. I get the we're in this business and it doesn't matter who comes in, we're saving lives. I think it's absolutely okay. You're looking at four people. Three of them are victims of the fourth one. I'm going to save the lives of these three first. And if you don't make it number four, who cares? You're a lunatic and a murderer. I think that goes out the window.
Well, any more so many of these, they just shoot themselves. You know what I mean?
Well, someone said that girl shot
herself.
Well,
she did.
She did.
But my point is, they tried to save her.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she shot herself in the head twice.
Whoa.
First time didn't kill her, so she shot herself again.
He had a bad shot.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, shot herself in the head twice.
No, I've heard that before.
And the new thing now is a person of interest.
Well, I don't think she's any longer a person of interest. Yeah. I think we know what she did.
Yeah.
But that really is something to think about. You are the doctor. Now you have a decision to make. Who gets treated first? Now they did say that in some cases they don't know which one brought in might have been the shooter.
Right. How are they supposed to?
The police are right. The police are right there. Right. They can say this is our suspect. These are our victims. Okay. Suspect to me goes to the back of the line. All right, we can take a break.
You want to speak to Chicken George and
I'll talk to Chicken George. By the way, our numbers, you're going to need them next hour. Give them to you now. We could actually chat with a couple of you now if you wanted to. 314-821-0590. I'll do it again. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Chicken George, how are you?
I'm doing well. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
AM. I'm going to turn the corner here and go back to what that lady shoved back up. I've got a great story. My dad was like second year in college.
Now, we need the people who just joined us, we need to tell them what you're talking about. You're talking about the turtle?
Yeah, the turtle. Okay. But this is a totally different deal. My dad was working like second year dental school. He had to work like a month in the ER or whatever, came in. And so he told me a story, you know, when I, you know, got of age. And he goes, I'll tell you a funny story. And I was like, what's that? He goes, this lady comes in and she'd been masturbating with remember the old time, Coca-Cola bottles, the hourglass looking thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She had this thing like 2 inches up past her vagina.
Oh man.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you. And I was like, so what happened? He goes, you pull on it and we go boop right back up in there. And I was like, well, how did you get it out? He goes, well, we had to take a small diamond bit, and drill a hole in the bottom of it.
Oh, because there was a vacuum.
It created a
vacuum. Yeah, it was a vacuum.
Oh,
yeah, and they drilled the hole, and he goes, when they broke through the bottom of this Coca-Cola bottle, it was like.
Wow.
Instead, it just came right on out. He said it almost sounded like a bottle rocket going off.
I almost think you ought to be able to publish the names of anybody who goes into I'm not, just so everybody knows you're a weirdo.
Oh,
exactly.
If you put a light bulb up your butt, I think the whole world should know who you are. I'm not kidding.
God. Exactly.
Stay away from this weirdo.
But why would you use a glass bottle? I mean, if you never like, you
that's common.
Yeah, but a glass.
Well, this was back like in the 50s and 60s.
But George is right. Now you can go into Walgreens and they sell vibrators. Not a lot of them.
Yeah.
Pocket, a purse size.
Yeah, that I know, but I mean it's just like common sense. You know, like a bottle, it's going to create a vacuum.
No, you don't think about that.
Wow.
You just you're horned up and you want to get something and you don't think, well, this might be create a vacuum. You just do it.
Ready for action? You drink a Coke and then
boom. There you go.
Oh, man.
All right, Chicken George. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow. Oh, God.
If you ever...
At least there wasn't a 2-liter bottle.
If you ever have a chance to become friends with an emergency room doctor, it'll be the greatest. They'll be the greatest stories you've ever heard in your life.
I wish we could do that. You know, just get like an ear, an emergency room tech us up. Just like, hey, you know, what you got for us?
Can they do that with the...
Well, I mean, you know, we'll keep them anonymous.
They're not naming the patients.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would love it if they would. If they could just call us up.
There's a guy I went to school with, and he's in St. Louis now, and he used to work the emergency room admissions. Like, you come in, what's the issue? And then he'd write all the stuff down. Then they'd bring, get, the doctor right. would come out. And I'll never forget this, when he told me the story about, he said, one of the most beautiful women he's ever, like, real upper class, blonde, gorgeous, had a hot dog stuck up in there and couldn't get it out. And he said, it took everything to get her to state why she was there. She was so embarrassed.
Sure.
She just kept saying, I have a problem. Well, what is the problem? You're in the emergency room. What's the problem?
Uh-huh.
It's personal. Well, yeah. Okay, we need to know who goes first. The guy right. having a heart attack over here right. or what? And finally, she said, I've got a hot dog up my vagina.
Wiener.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, hot dog. I'm sorry. What? And then he said, you want to laugh.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't.
Can you imagine having to write right. that on the form, though?
Can you imagine trying to keep a straight face?
Yeah. Well, he said that sometimes was the biggest problem, is not just saying to him, what's the matter with you? Well, why did you do that? But hey.
That would be interesting, though, to have one of those yeah. people in just to yeah. give us your best five, six stories.
Let's get Dan on.
Somebody here. Just called and said it adds a whole new meaning to have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, it does. That's very good. That's very good. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thanks.
No, not you. Dan on the phone. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
There were two articles on the news today that interested me with regard to the... taking care of the shooter before the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the article this morning about the judge who opened his door in Chicago?
No.
And released a child molester, and they found the child molester's decapitated body on his front porch this morning.
Hey. Wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Justice has finally been served.
That's just
that guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, and I didn't see that in Chicago?
Nice. Yeah, in Chicago. Conversely, in Minnesota... The Minnesota penal system released a guy today that has raped over 60 women.
Well, somebody needs to take his head off.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they also yesterday or the day before released that piece of crap. The woman who was part of the couple that abducted Elizabeth Smart. She's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank, if I were ever selected to be questioned for a jury for a child molester, a rapist,
yeah.
I would do everything I could to be on that jury.
I agree with you 100%. I'd know all the right answers. I'd know exactly what to say, not to tip myself off that mm-hmm. I want this person electrocuted. I think that's a great point.
Conversely, if someone ever did that to one of my family, I would beg the judge for leniency.
So you could take
care
of it.
Yeah, wait till they get out. Smart.
Revenge is mine.
Well, Dan, I completely understand. Some people would think we're crazy, but I understand. And you and I think both would agree, we don't want to go to prison for doing it. We'd find a way to do it so that it wouldn't be attached or pinned to us in any way. And
Frank, well, they've thought me crazy for a long time, but I take my medicine and I'm all better now.
We can tell. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. I get Mike in here real quick.
Or, yeah, of course.
Or Donnie or somebody. Let's go with Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. We have a minute and a half. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I can do it in a minute and a half.
Okay. That's what she said.
Beat you to it. Mm-hmm. AM and the PM.
Thanks. Hey,
you know, doctors and nurses take an oath. That's one of the reasons they work on these lunatics at the time of those crises.
I understand.
But I did talk to one of them, and they said, you know what? Practicing on those idiots is to make them better for the good guys. So that may make you feel a little better.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good way to put it, I guess, or think about it. All right.
Yep.
All right.
All right,
Mike, thank you.
Yep. There we go.
That'd be a tough call, wouldn't it? Let's say you're a doctor, it's emergency room, they bring somebody in, and you recognize the person as a guy who's out on parole who raped your daughter. Or kill one of your kids or whatever, or was a drunk driver. Dilemma.
Can I end on a high note? I just got a text from a friend who said she knew of a guy who got his, you know what, stuck in a jacuzzi jet hole and they had to drill him out.
My wiener. Now, see, you can't jump on when he's talking like that.
I messed up.
Totally
no, it's not even
it.
A story about touching
up.
Somebody's wiener. You did mess up. Apologize to everybody.
Unbelievable.
You're getting a little bit triggered happy with your little toy over there.
I apologize.
That was my story.
I'm sorry.
You're just getting really good at this.
I played
now,
the wrong wiener. It's not
okay,
my fault.
Okay, wait. I want
to
hear Bill's
story. Well, you don't
story.
Have to play a sound for
oh,
everything.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Everything.
No, go ahead, Bill.
Thanks, Trevor.
No. Bill, you got 5 seconds.
Yeah. So. Now, she said she knew somebody who got his thing stuck in a jacuzzi jet hole, and they had to come and drill it out.
Oh. No, that has happened.
Oh.
Absolutely happened. I'm telling you, I feel bad for people who aren't married. They don't get sex. They just don't. Get married. You'll get it all the time. Just don't let your wife catch you. Well, my goodness, look at this time. It's time for some news. I don't know who's doing our news. Somebody. And afterwards, Scott Sherman is in the green room getting his makeup just perfect. And we'll take your calls about your legal questions real quickly. The numbers you'll need, 314-821-0590. The smart people are already calling. Or 855-282-8255. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee